My name is Nisa Kinney. I am a sales manager for a group of radio stations in Idaho. As sales manager, we were given the opportunity to go and see Dan O'Day's presentation in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. A couple of the things that I really appreciated about the seminar was it gave us a different approach. One of the biggest struggles that a sales manager has in radio, I think, is finding that one person or that those five people that are going to do exactly the job that you need to get done and do it very well. And we're always promoting in radio that, you know, think outside the box, do things outside the box with your ads and your promotions and your on-air. And I had never been given the opportunity to hear anything that was out of the box when it came to hiring salespeople. It's a unique, different approach that truly works. And one of the things that I really liked were what characteristics do people have to have in order to be a sales superstar. And you always think it's going to be, you know, energetic and friendly and self-motivated. And, you know, we're missing a big part of it. And that's what we found out at the seminar. Dan O'Day was great, learned a lot, and I have used it and have applied it.
And Nisa, the first time or the first couple of times you tried this, it must have felt somewhat, I don't know if strange is the word, or maybe even a little, were you a little bit nervous the first couple of times you tried this? I mean, some of these techniques are radically different.
Oh, very much. I kept finding myself trying to remember that it was okay. You know, this is what I'm supposed to do, even though it was completely different than how I would have normally interviewed or how I would have, you know, I was definitely in a pattern or in a rut, and it wasn't working. I was having a lot of turnover, and people that I thought were going to work didn't, for, you know, whether they quit or because they couldn't handle the pressure or whether they were fired because they couldn't perform.
Right.
So when I was first using the techniques, yes, it was very against my natural way of doing things, but that's what I needed. I needed a different approach. And it has worked. I have seen people that I have hired based on this do very well.
Yeah, that you mentioned the psychological profile of the sales superstar. You know what to look for, and I think that's probably the single biggest mistake that people make in hiring is they hire people that they personally are comfortable with. They hire people who remind them of themselves, but they really have not availed themselves of the research of what makes a true superstar. And I do think it's only fair to warn anyone considering getting this audio seminar that it is different. It's not the same techniques they've used before. And the first time they try it, I think they would feel a little bit nervous. But ultimately, and I'm paraphrasing what you said, and please correct me if I'm putting words in your mouth here, ultimately, I think you do the other person a favor if you don't hire them when you can tell they're not qualified. If you have a way to tell that they're going to fail, you shouldn't be hiring them in the first place.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a waste of time for them, and it's a waste of time for you. I mean, as far as, you know, they could be finding a job that is much better suited for them, and you're just delaying it if you take a chance.
And not only that, they say that the on average, that the average bad hire of a salesperson in the United States, it costs $60,000 to the company in terms of training, in terms of salary, in terms of lost sales, in terms of having to go out and replace them, in terms of recruitment. And so why waste everybody's time and money, you know, if you can get the right person from the very beginning?
Right.
Had you ever attended a seminar or read books or articles about attracting good salespeople?
Yes,
and
I had, and looked on the internet and read articles and tried putting those practices in, you know, into my interviews and into my hires, and I got to the point where I felt like I could just line 50 people up off the street and point at one, and I would have just as much luck, and that was getting really frustrating, not finding, you know, the right people. in the right position. And without the first time, I mean, to be honest, the first time I tried the formula, if you want to call it, it was hard. And when I first heard about it, you know, when I went to the seminar and heard the techniques, I was rather shocked that this idea was even brought out. After seeing a little bit of how it works and why it works, it's almost necessary.
So I am guessing that what was shocking is what we call the attack cell during the initial phone screening, and we should let people know most people don't get past the phone screening.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the attack cell during the phone screening, or was it the relaxed probe and attack during the actual interview? Was it both, or was it something else that seemed so shocking?
It was shocking to me on both, just because, like I said, it was completely against my nature to do that. I prefer to do it on the phone, saving me a lot of time on the interview. If they don't make it through the phone interview, I just save myself a half an hour, you know, that I don't really have to begin with.
And in a way, this actually, this method reverses it. This method, you spend very little time on the phone. You book very few actual interviews, but the interviews you do book are extensive. They do take up quite a bit of time. And I think I could understand if someone were to hear us talking about this and you're talking about how, you know, at first you were shocked by it and you thought, how could someone do that? We are not talking about in any way belittling people, treating them disrespectfully. We are talking about a method that quickly identifies the people who have the potential to be sales superstars and those who clearly it's going to be a waste of their time and yours.
Right, right. Well, I would rather spend 3 hours with somebody who had the characteristics that I know are going to, you know, make it in radio sales than spend, you know, 5 hours with 10 people that are not going to.
Right. And also 5 hours with 10 people, and you might hire them all and just have no idea which, if any, is going to end up making the cut, or not making the cut, but succeeding on the street.
Exactly. There's a lot of people you hire, they either do great in the interview, but they're, you know, they burn out after 6 months and realize that they don't really want to work that hard, or they don't have the characteristics and the drive or the ego to stay in there.
And of course, with this method, you test that first on the telephone, and if they pass the telephone test, then you test that extensively in the live interview. After we went over it at some length the psychological profile of the sales superstar, did you think back to anyone that you might have rejected who in hindsight might actually have been a good hire?
Unfortunately, yes.
Ooh. Okay, and was it too late? Too late to call them back for an interview?
At that point, yes.
Yeah.
I had often thought that some of the characteristics that actually make them superstars were not as important, or would be without realizing that there's something to counterbalance the ego.
Right.
It taught me that ego is actually a very good thing as long as they have something to balance it out.
Yeah, ego is half the formula,
right.
And they can't fake it either. They have it or they don't.
Or they don't, right.
That's the sad thing, is that sales superstars very often don't make for good interviews. That they do some things that, if you haven't been trained to understand what makes a sales superstar, can put some sales managers off in the interview situation, even though in reality those are the very qualities that will make them a star in the field.
Exactly. And they learn that, and I think I'm much better at finding quality, high-producing salespeople based on learning how to look at an interview completely different and seeing what I used to see as a negative thing is actually very positive.
I assume some people hearing this are thinking, okay, how to attract higher superstars? I can just go buy a $10 book on this, and you know, there are no new things under the sun, and this is probably just prepackaged common sense. I would understand if someone made that assumption. What would your response to them be?
Prepackaged common sense, it is not.
Okay.
It is not.
So they might well hate all of these techniques, but they won't say, oh yeah, I've heard all those before.
Exactly. It is completely a new way of looking for the right people for the sales position in radio. And my opinion is, if you can find one person from the seminar or the formula that is presented in the seminar, well, it'll pay for itself four times.
Yeah, actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because what I stress to people is that this is not a method whereby you can find another few pretty good, okay, fair to middling salespeople. This really is to find the one person who will outsell the rest of your staff combined. And if someone is listening to this and they're just looking for a few more nice people who kind of get along, and every month they either meet quota or they don't, and they muddle through, probably they'd be disappointed. This is to really attract a superstar. And for anyone listening to this, I mean, we've been talking about how startling the techniques are, how at first you were nervous, you know, how could you possibly do this, and when you heard the techniques in Jackson Hole, you were actually a bit shocked. I do want to point out, anybody as nice sounding as Nisa, if she's saying she can do it, obviously these are not techniques that require you to be rude or belittling to the other person. They're just very, very different.
Yes, I think that you can take, you know, and just have a matter of fact, because you know when you start the interview exactly what you need from this person. And you just have to be very matter of fact, and, you know, either you'll get from this interviewee that the stuff that you need, or you won't. And like I said, I would rather do that than muddle through, you know, 20 people that from the phone interview didn't have what I knew that they needed to have to succeed.
Right. And fortunately, we also do teach you what to say to the ones who you're disqualifying, who you're feeling don't make the cut, so you're not left there hanging.
Mm-hmm.
Any last-minute comment?
Well, to everybody who is interested in trying it, you never know how well something works until you try it. And like I said, if you find one person, like I have, based on the methods, you'll be very, very glad that you gave it a chance.